What if I told you that the future of AI isn't sitting in some massive billion-dollar server farm, but could run completely off-grid inside a tiny 10-megabyte file right on your phone?
Yeah, it sounds a bit like science fiction, honestly.
Right. Okay, let's unpack this, because today we are taking a deep dive into some really fascinating sources. We've got developer logs, architecture specs, and research notes, all centered around this new Loom 0.83 release. I mean, usually when you think about AI frameworks like PyTorch, you picture this giant, immovable industrial factory. But Loom is, well, it's more like a biological, adaptable organism that fits right in your pocket.
What's fascinating here is how Loom achieves what we call true edge sovereignty. Our mission for this deep dive is exploring how Loom actually pulls this off, making AI a local embedded binary instead of just another rented cloud utility.
Okay, so we've essentially squeezed this massive brain into a 10-megabyte file. But how do you do that without, completely lobotomizing the AI? To understand that, we have to look at how Loom fundamentally reimagines the actual shape of a neural network.
Exactly. Because standard frameworks, they process data sequentially in a flat, one-dimensional line, but Loom reconstructs the whole network into a 3D volumetric grid.
So it's like upgrading from a single-lane highway where everyone waits their turn to, I don't know, a 3D flying car metropolis where signals can just organically hop across the grid.
That is a perfect way to visualize it. And because it's volumetric, it enables this concept called multinumerical polymorphism.
Which sounds incredibly complicated.
It's just a fancy way of saying layers dynamically morph their precision. A complex reasoning layer might use heavy float 64 math, while a simple memory lookup drops all the way down to a tiny one-bit binary.
Oh, wow. So it just scales down the math when it doesn't need to overthink it.
Right, which gets you up to 98.4% memory compression on disk.
Wait, I'm stuck on one thing though. If this is entirely offline, how does it actually learn new things? Because standard AI uses backpropagation,
Right.
right? And that needs massive server power.
Yeah, standard backpropagation requires freezing the entire forward network to calculate errors backwards, which is way too heavy for a phone to handle without locking up. So Loom uses a mechanism called tween, or neural target propagation. It ditches standard backpropagation entirely.
So it doesn't freeze the system.
No freezing at all. Nodes in that 3D grid actively update their own weights on the edge on the fly based on local targets.
Okay, but because it's running on consumer devices, it still have to cleverly exploit local hardware accelerators without bottlenecking, right?
Yes, and that is the big pivot in the 0.83 hardware release. Normally, the Go programming language struggles to talk to hardware. It uses this interface called CGO, which acts like a slow software interpreter. But Loom bypasses that completely using raw Plan 9 CMD assembly.
Oh, so they just cut out the middleman.
Totally. They speak directly to the CPU's math registers. Plus, they utilize Apple's unified memory for zero-copy inference, and they are even experimenting with offloading massive computations to Qualcomm NPUs.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. If we offload the math to dynamic hardware like those phone NPUs, don't we lose the exact precision Loom is famous for? I mean, NPUs are built for speed, not perfection.
That is a highly debated trade-off, and the sources validate this with what developers call the drift spectrum.
The drift spectrum, right?
Yeah, hardware accelerators inherently introduce mathematical variance. The spectrum ranges from exact to H drift all the way down to a fatal drift where the logic breaks.
Where it just completely falls apart.
Exactly. But here is the kicker. Because Loom uses tiny, fragmented 3D network paths instead of massive matrices, its native CPU engine, the perfectly precise one, actually remains remarkably faster and completely deterministic.
So you don't even need the NPU variance because the CPU handles the 3D grid better anyway. That is wild to see what this architecture actually enables today.
Yeah, and if we connect this to the bigger picture, Loom is basically framing itself as the Squylight of AI. Take the application Soul Glitch mentioned in the note.
Right, the simulation platform.
Yeah, it features completely offline, air-gapped AI entities that actively learn and evolve emotional reactions based purely on your input, and they never ping a server.
So what does this all mean? For you, the listener, it means absolute data privacy and intelligent software that actually adapts to you securely on your own device.
We're tearing down that giant industrial factory model.
Exactly. Planting an adaptable seed in your pocket instead. Which leaves you with this final thought to ponder. If our local devices can now evolve their own unique AI topologies based purely on our private daily interactions, will we soon see a world where no two AIs on Earth are exactly alike?